The problems at Skyline Apartments have not only affected residents, but are also spilling over to surrounding businesses. Syracuse Corporation Counsel Kristen Smith and Assistant Counsel Todd Long read letters submitted by business owners at Monday's nuisance abatement hearing. Don Nodecker is the owner of Advanced Lighting Technologies, which up until 2 weeks ago was a tenant at Skyline. For nearly 30 years, he says it was a safe, convenient location to run his business. That changed a few years ago when Green National took over. In his letter, Nodecker recalls the landscape transforming into an impossible business environment.
The continued violence, hostility, and unsanitary conditions that nurtured the commonplace occurrence of the crime, murder, stabbings, overdoses, that occurred within the past few months finally compelled us to vacate this property for fear of potential victimization by this element.
Across James Street, a representative from Attilio's restaurant in Regency Tower says their business has been hurt because of the activity at Skyline.
We have had numerous occasions of residents coming from across the street and trying to panhandle our customers in the parking lot. And we've even recently had situations where they've come into our restaurant and gone up to our patrons sitting at the tables. Our parking lot staff at the Regency and my own staff have tried to police this.
Much of the same activity has been observed by residents and operators of Villa Scalabrini across Willow Street who are concerned for their safety. Property manager Janet Harrison says in her letter that there's drug and suspicious activity, illegal parking, attempted entry, loud arguments, and loitering. She says they've had to hire additional security to keep activity at bay. All of this has Northside Urban Partnership worried about the long-term impact on the neighborhood. President Jonathan Link Logan says too often a poorly managed building like Skyline can be felt on the surrounding blocks.
As a result, the notoriety and negative reputation associated with the building impacts not only the property and its tenants, but also the neighboring buildings and businesses, creating a stigma about the people who live and work there regardless of if they are contributing to the problem, often resulting in further disinvestment.
Monday's hearing was the latest step in the city's nuisance abatement notice issued in March, requiring safety and security improvements by the building's owner. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.